Hi, everyone, and welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
Okay, well, we are talking about Martin Luther King Jr. Actually, I should say Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I think that would be his full name, but he's often known as Martin Luther King Jr. or Dr. King or even... MLK.
Yeah,
we said Martin Luther King.
Yeah. So we're actually going to be talking about him today and in today's Roxy and Shire article.
Why specifically at this time of year?
Ah, that's a good question. Mm. We're going to mention a date during the article, but it's kind of in the summer. And as you know, we're in the winter now. Mm-hmm. Here's an important thing you should know. There's a special day to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and that is January 15th, which was MLK Jr.'s birthday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Martin Luther King's birthday was in January, and that is a holiday in America, right? Everyone gets the day off, and of course it also leads into February, which is Black History Month in America. And when we're talking about Black History in America, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King is one of the most important people. We need to talk about the greatest civil rights leader in American history, and was really, really important in the 1950s and 60s. Until his premature death in 1968 in bringing equal rights to black people and many other people, bringing awareness to this in America at that time, and work that is still going on today. So it's a good time to salute Dr. King, and that's what we're going to be doing.
All right, let's get to the article now.
Time travel. Meeting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
There are so many people here. Where are we?
Hello, miss. What's going on? What is the date today?
This is the March on Washington, D.C. It's August 28th, 1963.
So many people are holding signs about civil rights.
Yes. Later, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will speak to everyone.
Who's he?
He's an important civil rights leader. He led the bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama. After that, black people and white people had the same rights on buses.
Wow, it sounds like he works very hard for people's rights.
Let's try to go closer. So we can hear him speak.
Word power.
Hold, 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 held, held. Could you hold my bag for me? I need to tie my shoe. Could you hold my bag for me? I need to tie my shoe. Right, right. People in Taiwan have the right to vote after 20. People in Taiwan have the right to vote after 20. Important, important. Kelly is an important customer. Don't forget to pick her up at the airport at 4 p.m. Kelly is an important customer. Don't forget to pick her up at the airport at 4 p.m. Lead. Lead, lead, led, led. We chose Mike to lead our group discussions. We chose Mike to lead our group discussions.
Okay, so we are going to start our time travel article today, like usual, with a scenario. Here it says, Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
As they always do, that's right. So the first thing, of course, they need to do is figure out where they are and when they are. So Roxy's looking around, and wow, she sees something very impressive. She says, there are so many people here. Where are we? So they're in a big crowd. They're surrounded by people. That's all they know so far.
Right. So obviously they can't see where they are. There's just so many people.
Yep.
And they're going to go talk to someone. Shia says, hello, miss. What's going on? What is the date today? So many questions.
All right.
So the first question he asked was, what's going on? Now, this is another way of asking what's happening. It's used a lot in daily English speech. What's going on? What are you doing? What's happening here right now? Here's another way we could use it. I heard a loud noise. What's going on? Now, this is actually today's magic box. How to ask people about the date and time. That second question that we asked in that sentence. So we're going to take a quick break and learn more about it.
Magic box. 找亮点.
Yeah, fantastic, baby. Yeah, 没错啊,你有哈塞尔有的部分,没错。 不只是红遍全亚洲,我想世界各地的朋友们一定都知道我总是走在潮流尖端的GZ。 是的,没错,就是我本人啦。 你们也知道,最近我正在进行我的世界巡回演唱会, 忙得实在是不可开交, you know。 时间呢, 砰砰砰就过了。 每次醒来都不知道, 过到几号星期几了呢? 好险啊,我有很靠得住的经纪人, 当我问他, What is the date today? 或是 What day is today? 他总是能立马在3秒钟回答我。 同学们知道我那两句话是什么意思吗? OK, 一年12个月,365天, 一个月有28,29,30,31天, 一周从周一到周日,每天有20小时。 OK, 我没有在rap, 那刚才就是一个真正的事实。 时间呢,就是如此的重要, 区分得如此的清楚啦。 所以呢,相信大家都跟GD我一样, 常常会问到这个问题哦。 What is the date today? 同学们看到这个date这个字啊, 指的就是日期的意思。 所以当你听到, What is the date today? 就是问说, 今天是几号呢? 那像一开始提到的另外一句话, What day is today? 有没有发现the date 被换成了这个day? 其实这个是要问说哪一天, 也就是说这个一周里面啊, 从周一到周日里面的哪一天哦, 这样子有没有比较清楚啦? 那至于回答的人呢, 该怎么说呢? 今天啊, 如果问的是日期的话, 其实啊, 就跟中文的一样哦, 几月呢? 加上几号, 月份啊, 来帮大家复习一下, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 还有最后一个是什么? 12月, December, 没错,很棒。 那注意咯,这边呢, 比较特别的是几号的部分呢, 我们要用叙述, first, second, third, 代表说, 1号, first, 2号, second, 3号, third, 点点点,等等等的来说, 例如说呢, it's January 1st, 就是指1月1号啦, 那 October 25th, 是什么呢? 就是10月25号, 没有错。 那大家记得把这个叙述稍微复习一下喽。 那大家如果问你说 What day的话, 还记得吗? 是问星期几嘛? 这时候呢, 你就可以回答 It's 或是 Today is Sunday。 那一到日大家还记得怎么讲吗? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 没有错, 就是这么的 easy 啊。 OK, 补充给大家一句我更爱问的话, What time is it? What time is it? 现在几点啦? 你也知道, 像我真的常常需要赶场, 每次我都会很紧张地问工作人员们, What time is it? 我不是要上场了吗? 那回答呢, 也是非常的简单哦。 如果现在是12点整, 你就可以说, It's 12 o'clock. 12点20分呢, 你就可以说, It's 12:20. 或是呢, It's 20 past 12. Past 这个字有超过的意思哦。 12点超过了20分钟, It's 20 past 12. 另外呢, 还有一种比较特别的表示方法哦。 Quarter, quarter， 它其实啊就是指十五分钟的意思。所以像啊十一点四十五分，哎，是不是还有十五分钟就十二点啦？这时候你除了说 11:45， 也可以用 it's a quarter to twelve 来表示哦。哇、wow, 今天有没有彻底感到这个时间跟这个日期的重要性啊？ What is the date today? 今天几号？ It's January 1st. 今天1月1号。那今天星期几呢？ What day is today? It's Sunday. 今天礼拜日啊。啊，几点了？几点了？几点了？ It's a quarter to eight. 在15分钟就8点了。啊，还有15分钟就8点了。啊，我的演唱会要开始了。先闪咯，拜拜。
Okay, so what's going on? What's、mm-hmm. the date today?
Well, luckily they asked a young lady who、mm-hmm. knows everything that's going on.、
Right.
She's the person to ask. She says, this is the March on Washington, D.C. And then she adds, it's August 28th, 1963. It was、
right.
nice of her to supply the date.
Yeah.
There yeah, you go. So、yeah. that's what she told them the event is. It's called、mm-hmm. the March on Washington. And of course, the date. And that also explains why there are so many people. Because a march is not the month. We're not talking、
nope.
about between February and April. We're talking about a noun here. The march. It's an activity. It's an event. It's a public demonstration.、
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we'll call it when people go out to protest or to let their opinion be heard. In free countries, people have marches for all sorts of things, to save the environment, for rights for people, for、mm-hmm. things they like, or often more commonly, things they don't like. And they'll organize thousands of people, often, you know, in the capital city to march by the president's offices with their signs and chants and all that kind of thing, just、mm-hmm. to let their voices be heard and also、
right.
to show how many people agree.、
Mm.
So you get thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of people in the street for a march because they have an issue, they have an opinion, and they want people to listen.
Right. Okay, so they're at this march, they know what the date is,
yeah.
and, you know, they're looking around,、
mm-hmm.
and Roxy says so many people are holding signs about civil rights.
There you go.
Now, we're going to talk about three different things in this sentence. The first one is the verb hold.、
Mm.
Okay, so we see that they're holding signs. Hold is spelled H-O-L-D, hold, and we use it in different ways.、
Mm-hmm.
We say hold, held, and held if you're using different tenses to use this verb. Let's find out more about hold now. Okay, so the verb hold, we saw that they were holding signs. When you hold something, you have something in your hands or in your arms. For example, we could say,Could you hold my bag for me? I need to tie my shoe. One more time. Could you hold my bag for me? I need to tie my shoe. Okay, so they're holding these signs、
mm-hmm.
about civil rights.
That's right. That's、mm. what they're marching for. That's the point of their demonstration,、
mm-hmm.
civil rights. Now here, when we use right, we're not talking about left and right,、
no.
but it's spelt the same way.、
Mm-hmm.
R-I-G-H-T. Right.Now, a right is basically a freedom that is given to you by the laws of the country or wherever you live, all right? We can have different rights depending on what country you live in. We also, in one country, might have different rights depending on how old you are, right? In some countries, you have the right to vote at 18 or maybe 20 or 21. It depends on the country. And so that means that when there's an election, when they're choosing the president, you can go down and mark your paper and make yourchoice. You can lose those rights if maybe you go to jail or do something like that. But in other countries, like in China, for example, they don't have the right to choose their president. They have different rights. But these are things that are given to you just by being from a certain place, having a passport, being born there. These are your legal freedoms, your legal rights. For example, people in Taiwan have the right to vote after 20. People in Taiwan have the right to vote after 20.Okay, and civil rights, which was the exact focus of this protest that they're at, it's basically making sure that everyone in the country, no matter who they are, is treated fairly by the law. Back in the old days, women had different civil rights from men, or black people had different civil rights from white people.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that was considered unfair by more and more people around this time that we're visiting.
That's right. Okay, so let's move on. The woman, they're still talking to the woman,、
mm-hmm.
and she says, yes. Okay, so they were asking about civil rights. She says, yes. Later, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will speak to everyone.
Okay. So this must be an important person. There's thousands of people there, and that's a very important thing he's speaking about. But Shaya has an important question. Mm-hmm. He says, who's he?
Ooh.
He's never heard of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., so he asks the natural question, who is this person? Who's he?
And she has a great answer for him. We learn he's an important civil rights leader.
That's who he is.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, so we know that they're at a march about civil rights, and someone's going to speak. He must be this important person.
It's true. They never asked me to speak.
Oh, well,
I'm not important.
Okay. Well, the adjective important is spelled I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-T, important, and we're going to learn more about it right now. Okay, we're talking about the adjective important. Something that's important has a big effect on people's lives. It changes their lives in some way. It could also mean that something has a serious meaning. It's very serious to some people, or it's worth a lot to them for some reason. Here's an example sentence. Kelly is an important customer. Don't forget to pick her up at the airport at 4 p.m. One more time. Kelly is an important customer. Don't forget to pick her up at the airport at 4 p.m. All right, so he's an important leader.
That's right. And they didn't just decide that morning that he was important.
No.
He must have done something before in the past to make him so important. Well, here's one of many important things that Martin Luther King did.
Okay.
He led the bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh.
This is a very important civil rights protest that happened, I think, in the 50s in the south of the U.S. Basically, the Montgomery, Alabama bus company made all the black people sit at the back and only let the white people sit at the front. And a lot of black people said, that's not fair, because it's not fair. So he led this boycott. A boycott's basically when people say, I'm not going to go to your business. I'm not going to spend my money there until you start treating people more fairly. And it was organized, or it was led, this whole protest, by Martin Luther King. So Dr. King led this bus boycott in Alabama. Here we see the verb led, but it's actually the past tense of the verb lead, to lead, L-E-A-D. Yes, the past tense is led, L-E-D. Of course, what he did is in the past, but to lead, or to have led something, is basically the one who's the boss, the leader. You see how leader and lead start with the same four letters? So if you're the leader, if you're the boss, if you're the general, if you're the captain, if you're the one that everyone else follows, then you are leading this group. That's why we would call that person the leader. For example, we chose Mike to lead our group discussions. We chose Mike to lead our group discussions. We did? When? When did you choose me?
Well, just think about how important you are now.
I'm so nervous. But then again, I guess I could lead a group discussion, but I couldn't lead a boycott.
Oh.
I'm not Dr. King.
No, okay, so let's look at this noun, boycott.
Yeah.
A boycott is actually just saying that you're not going to buy or use or do something because you believe that something about it is wrong or bad.
Yeah.
And you can also use it as a verb. We're boycotting this company.
There you go. Often a company will do something wrong and people say, that's not right.
Right.
So they just won't go there and won't give that company their business.
Yeah. So actually, this bus boycott, it worked really well. It lasted for 15 days in 1955.
There you go.
Now, African Americans just refused to ride any buses in Montgomery, Alabama. You know, they had to sit in different sections. If more white people got on, black people would have to get off the bus to give them seats.
Or stand up.
Right, or stand up. Now, at the time, 75% of people riding the buses back then were black. So when 75% stopped using the buses, they stopped making money.
There you go.
Yeah.
So the boycott in that case had a very good effect, big impact. Absolutely. And as the woman goes on, she explains what happened. She says, after that, after the Montgomery, Alabama boycott, black people and white people had the same rights on buses.
Great.
And why shouldn't they?
Exactly. Okay, well, Roxy agrees. She says, wow, it It sounds like he works very hard for people's rights.
He did, absolutely. At the March on Selma, he was arrested, he was beaten, he was threatened in many ways, but he never gave up. And the woman says, let's try to go closer so we can hear him speak.
That's absolutely right.
If there's a great man, a great leader, a great woman, anyone great who's speaking, you want to get closer.
Right.
All right, here we have this word close. We can use it as an adjective. We can use it as an adverb. In either case, it's spelled C-L-O-S-E.
Yes.
Close. So Shia, Roxy, and this lady are going to move towards where Dr. King will speak. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow, but I can see from the clock that we are getting close to the end of our program. Yes, we can also use close when the time gets close, not just us. But before we finish off, we'll do our review time. That's really close.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Fact, review time is so close that it's now.
Yes!
Can't get closer than now.
Okay, well, I have a little surprise for you, Mike.
Ooh, what is it? Cookies?
We're going to do a quiz.
Oh, that's a surprise like a flu shot.
Okay, well.
I'm so excited.
Are you ready for your first question?
Oh, boy.
Can
you see my face?
It's about verbs.
Oh, it's a verb quiz. Oh, great.
Yay. Okay, question number one.
Yes.
What is the correct past tense verb of lead?
The correct past tense verb of lead, as in a captain leads the crew of the ship.
Yes.
Okay,
I have three options for you.
Okay. You have options?
Yes, it's a nice...
I like this quiz more.
Easy quiz.
Okay.
Lead.
Lead.
Leading.
Leading.
Or led.
Led. So you're talking about the past tense. So yesterday, the general led the soldiers. Yeah, led.
There you go.
I'd say led.
Nice
and that
and
would
easy.
Be L-E-D. Because we're talking about the verb. Okay.
Exactly. Here's question number two.
Yes.
What is true about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
He died on August 28, 1963.
Well, no, because that's when we're marching.
Okay,
and he was there, so no. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Number B, he used to drive a city bus.
He used to drive a city bus, like back in when he was younger?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, when he was in university, he did to make some money.
Okay, well, like, let's look at answer C
and
you can decide.
Okay, okay.
He was an important person.
They have a holiday named after him. They don't usually name a holiday after a bus driver. So he was an important person.
All right.
Who might have driven a city bus, but probably not.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. We have another one. This is our last question.
Okay.
Which of the following words is an adjective?
An adjective.
Mm.
So it describes a noun.
Right. So these are from our word power words today.
Oh, gosh.
Now,
okay.
Some of them, you have to be careful. This might be a little bit, it might be a bit of a trick question.
Why is this the last question?
Okay.
My brain's tired.
Here's answer
A. Okay.
Right.
Right.
B. Important.
Important.
C. Hold.
Hold.
Mm.
Okay, it's not hold, that's a verb.
Right.
Right, but here we're talking about rights, like civil rights. That's a noun.
Exactly.
You have rights. These are the rights. Okay, so it would be important.
Yes.
An important building, an important person, an important holiday. Yay!
Okay, Mike got 100 on our quiz
today.
I'm
not stupid. Yay!
All right, well, let's find out what happens with Roxy, Shia, and this woman in the next day's article. For now, we're going to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
Is this the quiz?
No.
Oh, I'm Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a quiz question.
No.
I was getting worried. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Time travel. Meeting Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new in their time machine.
There are so many people here. Where are we?
Hello, miss. What's going on? What is the date today?
This is the March on Washington, D.C. It's August 28th, 1963.
So many people are holding signs about civil rights.
Yes. Later, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will speak to everyone.
Who's he?
He's an important civil rights leader. He led the bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama. After that, black people and white people had the same rights on buses.
Wow! It sounds like he works very hard for people's rights.
Let's try to go closer so we can hear him speak.
Hold, 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 held, held.
Could you hold my bag for me? I need to tie my shoe.
Could you hold my bag for me? I need to tie my shoe.
Right, right.
People in Taiwan have the right to vote after 20. People in Taiwan have the right to vote after 20.
Important, important.
Kelly is an important customer. Don't forget to pick her up at the airport at 4 p.m. Kelly is an important customer. Don't forget to pick her up at the airport at 4 p.m.
Lead, 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 led, led.
We chose Mike to lead our group discussions. We chose Mike to lead our group discussions.